Is the world getting better and better? In terms of technology, it most certainly is. But what about in other matters, like morality? We explore that subject on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
I was talking to a group of young children, perhaps 10 or 11 years old, and they were looking at a partly mud-covered house. This house had got covered in mud at the time of the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens. Close by was a fridge, which had been washed out of the house at the time of the mud flow. One boy was incredulous. Did they really have fridges in 1980? He asked, genuinely shocked. We all had a laugh at this. Yes, I confirmed there were indeed fridges in 1980. However, our lives were hard because we couldn't report to the world on the details of our lives using Facebook or Twitter. We were not carrying smartphones around with us in the 80s, so we were not permanently connected to the internet. How did we get by without such technologies? Did we not experience deprivation? Of course we did not, because we had no notion that such things would come about. So technologically speaking, the world is getting better and better, while we see the world sinking downhill fast in terms of its moral standard. Technological progress has always been available to us. Even before the flood, we read about people like the sons of Lamech who were pushing forward the boundaries of technology in husbandry, metallurgy, and music. This is a part of the way God has made us, and we should thank Him for it.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.